Welcome back, Muhammad. I'm Calm, professional female, and today we're exploring one of Robert Greene's most provocative principles. Never put too much trust in friends. Learn how to use enemies. At first hearing, this law can sound cold, suspicious, or even manipulative, but its most useful interpretation is not that friends are secretly dangerous or that enemies are somehow better people. The deeper lesson is about judgment. Familiarity can quietly weaken our standards. When friendship enters a professional role, expectations may remain unspoken, honest feedback may become uncomfortable, and accountability may feel like betrayal. A friend may assume that loyalty deserves special treatment, while you may overlook weak performance because confronting it threatens the relationship. A former rival can present a different dynamic. When cooperation begins with clear incentives, defined boundaries, and something meaningful to prove, both sides may pay closer attention to reliability. Yet rivalry alone guarantees nothing. An opponent who lacks integrity, competence, or aligned interests does not become trustworthy merely because a strategic law suggests using enemies. Evidence still matters. So this topic is best approached as a study of role clarity, incentive design, and disciplined trust. Trust need not be all or nothing. You can trust someone's technical skill without sharing sensitive information. You can value a friendship while deciding that it should not become a business partnership. You can cooperate with a former competitor without pretending the past never happened. The goal is calibrated trust, confidence that grows through observable conduct, clear agreements, and consistent accountability. As we explore this law, keep its ethical limits in view. People are not pieces on a board, and strategic awareness need not become exploitation. Used responsibly, the principle can help leaders separate affection from evaluation, avoid favoritism, welcome constructive dissent, and build working relationships around transparent expectations rather than vague personal loyalty. Consider a decision you might make differently, depending on whether the person involved is a close friend, a neutral colleague, or a former rival. Would the evidence remain the same? Would your standards shift? And if they would, what does that reveal about the difference between personal loyalty and earned professional trust?